I know you won't have me, but I want to at least make your bed warm for you. It's the duty of a wife for her husband. I don't have to leave if you want. I still want to make our marriage whole. Do you not find me pleasing? I know my Bible, sir. On the night of their betrothal, the wife shall open to the man as the Frau opened to the plow. And she shall work in him in and again until she bring him to his fall and rest him then upon the sweat of her breasts. If you will not have me as wife, I will. You may drop me off in the nearest port. I will be bold, for this is my one chance. I swell to think of you inside of me, and I see that you do as well. If you are to drop me off, if you will not have me as your wife, I ask you only one thing. Let me have my wedding night. A memory forever. I won't bother you again after, and I will live with the memory of a wonderful night to keep me warm for years to come. Here, let me rest you upon the sweat of my breast. Just one kiss. Nighty night, husband. Well, 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 my Mr. Reynolds. I'm almost impressed that you lasted this long. I'm sure we're gonna have such a good time, but that is all up to you, lover. Such the big, tough, independent soldier, but still controlled by the brain between your legs. Breaking you will be so, so much fun. Oh, don't worry. It doesn't involve torture. Well, not if I get what I want. If not, well, that brain might be in some trouble. I guess you could consider the amount of ache, want, need to come torture. What's the use in not enjoying your prey first? Now, I wonder how long you'll last. 5 minutes? 10 minutes? Maybe you'll beat the record. I hope you do. I love the look in a man's eyes as he realizes he is completely at my mercy. Albeit a blissful mercy. That look of contention, of trying to resist the body's needs and the mind's resistance. The key is to get you so hot. Your needs match my needs. Your thoughts match my thoughts. What for? See, I need the security codes to your ship here. You being the captain, I'm assuming you have them memorized and locked away in your strong mind. Let's loosen that lock up a little, shall we? I have a few different lipsticks. This one I'm applying right now has a drug that sends your lust into overdrive and enhances all of your nerve endings for pleasure. All of them. Oh, no need to be angry, husband. You won't be getting out of my straps unless I let you out. But you can try. It's always more fun when they do. Oh, if looks could kill. I think your quickly hardening manhood is singing a different tune. I know you'll agree with it soon enough. More than agreeing. Begging. for release. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? You'll be feeling the effects any minute now. My hands will go from feeling good to amazing. And the rest of me, well, you'll find out soon enough. Oh, do you like it when I tell you what I'm going to do? Make you do? How I run my hands down your chest and see your cock start to throb for more and more of my attention? My lipstick works by bringing more blood flow and sensation to the area where it's supplied. You're probably a much harder case to crack, so a few applications on your cock should start to loosen your lips. Oh, let me just climb on top. Here we go. Oh, just the thought of it has your cock throbbing. Is it because of my perky breasts? My ass so close to your face? Or that you have always wanted someone to take control, turn the tables, and give you the orders for a change? How long do you think you'll resist? How long till you can only think of coming? No matter. I'm sure you'll be spilling those security codes just to feel that release. You taste as good as you look, husband. Shall we apply a little more lipstick on your more sensitive areas? Can you feel it taking effect yet? As my lips run over your cock, breathing behind these ever sensitive chemicals upon it. Just feeling that powerful jolt of lust hit your brain, knocking all of those pesky thoughts away. Just focus on my ass as I grind it over your face. And breathe me in. Let my lips do the talking for us both. Oh, how do my lips feel on your cock now? Does it send electricity through your spine? Are you straining for more, or knowing it's only a matter of time? Why fight it? It's so much better to give in. Can you see my flesh swelling in front of your face? I can taste your flesh swelling under my lips. How do I taste? Did I mention that my lipstick also enhances my pleasure? I should have warned you how wet it makes me. You didn't seem to mind, though, which is good. It means you are starting to give in. Ooh, I see you still have some fight in you. Did I mention pain is enhanced too?
Stop it. You're not going to get out of those straps. So just stop fighting me. Stop fighting me. That's better. It's so much better to listen and obey, husband. I know you are so conflicted, but every time those eyes roll back is you stepping closer and closer to giving in to me. You can feel the heat coming off of my body as my pussy hovers over your cock. Oh, are your hips trying to move? And that's the spirit, husband. Just give in and enjoy it. I'll be a good wife. I'll remove your gag if you promise to be my good boy. Oh, I know you have thoughts of screaming for help. So let's change that. Time to blow all of those thoughts away, Mr. Reynolds. Oh, that's perfect. How does it feel? Can you even think right now? You're just a boiling ball of lust for me to shape now. I think that guy can come off now. Those hips are trying so hard now, lover. What was that now? Speaking is hard, isn't it? All you need to say is the codes, and I'll release you. How long can you take me riding you? I can feel that hard cock throbbing for release. How much harder is it going to get when I put it inside me? Oh, you jerked so much of that one. Here, let's try it. The tip. You want more, don't you? Do you, as I slide down your cock, burying it to the hilt in my pussy? Oh, I can feel you swell. We're married, husband. There's nothing wrong here. So long as you give me the code. All you want to do is come, Mal. It's so easy. Just give me the codes. Let's see how many times I can edge you before your mind is completely mush. And you can do nothing but think about release, want, release. Feel the waves of pleasure build up as you get closer and closer. And then freezing cold around your cock. As I lift off. Oh, it must feel like being thrown out into a snowstorm. Don't worry, here you go. There we are. So much better inside of your lover. Just be my good boy and give in. It's simple. Codes, come. Codes, come. Codes, come. Codes, come.
So close, aren't you? All you have to do for release, for me to clench on your dick one final time, letting you explode inside of me. All you have to do is give me the codes. Codes, come. Codes, come. How many times is that, lover? Can you even count anymore? All I can hear is mumbling, but I want the codes. Don't you just love being smothered by my breasts? Can you feel the sweat? Can you smell how musky they are as your face lays in them? No need to think. Leave that to me. All you need to think about is how good your cock feels and how badly you need to come. Codes, come. Codes. Come. Did I mention it'll be the most bind-bending orgasm you've ever experienced? All of your pent-up energy released in an explosion of bliss as I drain your balls and mine. You said it had been so long. How long has it been since you've been with a woman? How long have your balls been clenching, been struggling, been wanting and aching and needing to come? All you have to do is give me the codes, and then you can come. Codes, come. Codes. Come. I can feel you on the edge. You're so close, aren't you? So close. Just a few words, and I'll release you from this torture. What? A little louder. Good boy. It felt so good to give in, didn't it? Now you may come, my good boy. Feel my hips grind against your cock. It feels so good, doesn't it? To be allowed to release. You gave me the code, so you get to come. Feel my hips grind against your cock as your mind blanks out in pleasure. That's it. Don't stop. Ride each wave. Oh, yes. That's it. How does it feel now? What's that? Oh, I don't think you're ready for whole words, standing, or, well, anything for a while. So I'll just leave you strapped in for safety. Oh, sweet, you're trying to escape. But don't worry. I'll deal with the rest of your crew soon enough. Wash? Oh, him? Don't worry. I have something special for him in mind. Now I'm going to gag you again, because I don't want you to be warning any of your crew about what I'm going to do now that you gave me the security overrides. Oh, look. You're ready to go again so soon. I'm afraid that's enough play. I have work to do. But here, let me just apply a little bit more lipstick. It's
to make your time lying here, strapped down, a bit more interesting.